Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Jeffy. How are you guys doing today? I am so happy today. I started a new job. I really like it. It seems very promising. I'm still hanging on to the other one, but I don't know how that one's gonna last. But anyway, I just got through with doing what I needed to do, and I just, you know how you just feel like a new start is coming along? That's how I feel today. And so today what we're going to be talking about, I'm not a person to really try to get on people about certain things. I don't care, honestly. But I want to share this with you guys because I feel like a lot of people are doing this online. They're doing this in their life, and they're limiting themselves. So the more that I don't do what I'm going to tell you that people do, I've noticed I've had a much happier outlook on life. And what I'm talking about is all the people that are out here judging people. We go around, it's so quick to lay a judgment on someone, somebody, something, without knowing what the full story is. And it's so deadly, to be honest, because if we actually applied that to our life, literally, it would just be horrible. You have to stop relying on the research and opinions of other people when you come across something. Sometimes, you know, it's good. Like if it's a product or something, then that's different because, you know, you do want to see how other people interacted with that product. But when it comes to an individual or animal or, you know, something that's alive, you can't really say, oh, you know, well, I don't like this person because so-and-so, because each person is different, just like each, you know, perception of reality is different. So today we will be talking about how to stop judging people, why doing that will improve your life, and why it's, you know, everyone needs to try to practice it at least once, just one day, and see how differently you feel. And, you know, how much time do we actually spend in judging people? Really, we judge everything. And the internet has become a way for us to judge people almost unconsciously. We don't even have to, we could just see a picture. Oh, she's a whore because she has this on. She may have been wearing it for a certain reason, or you just never know. You never know the backstory. And it's just horrible how we all become so judgmental, little Judge Judy's and little Judge Mathis, you know. And my one thing is the people who like to, back in the day, I was something else back in the day, but you know, I found God, and you need to find God. Don't do that. Do not do it, please. I'm like hitting my hand because I think that's like the dumbest thing to do. Just because you found God and this person is still on their own personal journey doesn't mean that they will find whatever they're going to find in the same way that you did. And for you to try to sit there and judge them, knowing how you felt back in the day when you was up to no good, you know, it was this one guy I work with, and Like, before he found God, he was a really decent person. And I'm not saying that finding God is going to change you, but have this person change? Yes, he whines and complains about everything. He's always bringing up freaking crazy issues to fight with people about. It's just, I'm just like, you know, finding God is supposed to bring you inner peace, and you seem like you is full of drama. So, yes, you know, I just really hate the fact, you know, that we have become such great judges without the degree or the pay. Why would I want to judge you? I don't get paid to judge you. So I'm not going to sit there and waste my precious little time that I have. I can get hit tomorrow by a car to try to say you something that I kind of don't care about. So the article that I'm going to be getting some of this information off of is called positivelypresent.com. And it's from a young lady. Her name is Dani. She's an author, designer, and blogger. So if you wanted to look that up to read the article more in depth, that is definitely your choice. So I really was reading this and I really connected with it because it's something that I want to apply to my life and I've been trying to do. And, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I have found much happiness since I have done this. So what are the four reasons why we judge people or others? Well, there are four reasons. The first reason is, you know, we're insecure. A lot of people are insecure. We're unhappy with who we are. We're unhappy with what has happened to us. We're unhappy with our circumstances. We're unhappy with how other people are treating us. Maybe that certain type of person treated us away. And so, or, you know, we think that everyone else in that same genre is the same way. Does that really kind of ring a bell a little bit? Yeah, I'm talking about racism, but I'm not going to touch base with that because that is an issue that I would have to spend all day talking about. And I really don't want to talk about it because I feel like the more we invest in the negativity of something, the worse it's going to get, unless we're investing in it to make a change. And right now, I don't know what that change is. So insecurity, you know, when we're insecure, when we don't feel good about the way we are or how we look or what we're doing, we like to find someone else who we feel is less inadequate than us. And that is automatically a human trait. Automatically. You could see a girl with the cutest outfit on, and the first thing that will come out of your mouth is, she thinks she look good, or I look good in that. I look way better than her in that. You know, just stuff like that. And why would you say that? Why, you know, mentally you have to get out of that first before physically it becomes a part of your reality. So you saying that has done what to your life? Nothing. You just pretty much made a judgment on someone, pretty much calling them ugly or whatever it was that you thought you were doing. It's just, you know, you got to get out of that mind frame. Like, if you see something cute, somebody wear, oh, that is cute. She looks really good with it. I really, you know, that's cute. That's all you got to say. Even if you don't even add the extra to it, just, oh, that's cute. And that's it, you know? So insecurity is one big reason why we tend to lay judgment on people. Another reason is we're scared. A lot of people are afraid of the unknown. Me personally, I am the person that dips deep into it. I want to go deep into it. I want to know what's going on, but then sometimes I don't want to be there. So, you know, when we are scared or when we're feeling like someone is a threat, maybe we have a husband we don't trust too much, or a wife that, you know, that's kind of like out there, or, you know, whatever, spouse, girlfriend, whatever, friend, you know, we start to feel intimidated. And when we feel intimidated, we like to start judging them, you know, whoever it is that we feel the threat may be. Another one is we're lonely. You know, being lonely and just sitting there with your own opinions sizzling up in your head, it's not good. You gotta have some type of human interaction. And nowadays with the social media and all the things you can have to distract you from actually interacting with human beings, it's really hard to have human interaction. And 9 times out of 10, the human interaction that you do have, it's not so pleasant anymore. Like, it's just not nice. Like, you'll feel more pleasant posting something online and getting a few likes than you'll get telling Jamie, hey, I like that presentation that you did. Because Jamie will more likely just be like, oh, thank you. Whereas you could just get a like and you're like, oh, they like that. I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. You know, we are a lonely species because we feel that we can do it by ourselves. And to be honest, we have never done it by ourselves. We all coexist together. And even with the animals, we all coexist with the animals. If animals really wanted to, they could come into our world and freaking wreak havoc on us. But for some reason, they don't. It's coexistence, you know. We have our spot, they have theirs. So you have to realize that everything is on a deeper subconscious scale than what you think, you know. Another thing is, you know, we're looking for change and we just don't know how to get that change that we want. Sometimes change is in the form of, you know, anger, jealousy, just, you know, judging people, fighting with people. I mean, those are the four reasons that, you know, and I agree with her that a lot of people judge other people. So if we can eliminate some of those reasons or limit ourselves to having to deal with that, then I think that would be great. And that would actually start to get us to realize that, you know, maybe we are poorly judging a person or we're prejudging a person too quickly. Now, what are the things that judgment do? Come on, y'all know. Man, when you say something bad about somebody, you say it, you may say it to this person, and believe me, I am a culprit. I've said some really fucked up shit about people. And then my thing is, half of the shit that I was like, okay, so I'll bring up something. Like, I liked the guy, and because I was scared of liking this person too much, I would pull up every single thing I could find that was bad about him and just go at it with my friend. Like, oh, he's this, he's that. But secretly, I was just enamored by him. But, you know, if all those things that I said, what if it would have went back to him? Or if it didn't already, then that would hurt his feelings, not knowing that actually, in all honesty, I was pretty much admired him, because I felt like, since I was scared that I liked someone that I normally do not like, I felt like being negative towards that person would help me dislike him, but it never did. It just made things more difficult for me. So, I mean, you know, you got to think about how it would hurt people if it was said in their face. If you said it in their face, how do you think they would react? You know, because eventually it may get back to them. And if it do, how do you think they're going to react then? So if you can't say it in somebody's face, just don't say it. Another thing, when you judge people, sometimes when you find out that the story isn't exactly what they said the story was, you feel bad, man. You feel bad. You feel stupid. You feel tricked because you believe someone else's side of their story. I mean, it's not a good feeling to prejudge someone and they turn out to be totally different. It's really not a good feeling. Stereotyping is another reason why, you know, we hate to be stereotyped. Black people, we hate to be stereotyped, and we get stereotyped so much, but white people do too. I mean, we call them racist, we call them all kind of things, and 9 times out of 10, they may not even be a racist, they may just be a bitch. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's what they are, but I'm just saying it could be something totally different, something completely that, you know, out of our view, we don't know about, that's making them the way that they are. So stereotyping goes always, you know. People just want to live free. People just want to live free. Let them be. Let people be what they want to be. If they want to be a woman one day and a man the next day, does that bother you? Does that do something to you? Does that make you less of a man or less of a woman? No, it does not. So there's no reason that you should even care. I mean, of course you care about the well-being of the person. Are they healthy? Are they getting enough nutrition? Are they drinking water? Did they have 2 poops a day? Stuff like that, then that's different. But, you know, we spend so much time focusing on other people's privacies. It's too much. It puts negativity into the world. That's the fifth thing. And I'm telling you, we got so much bad karma going around right now. It is ridiculous. That's why I tried to put goodness in there. I just gave away an iPhone. And this one man was like, I heard this guy talking. He was like, oh, his niece or something broke an iPhone. And I had this iPhone just laying around in my house. I'm not using it. So why not let them use it? You know, I'm not using it. I'm never going to use it. If something happens to my iPhone 6, you think I'm going to go back to an iPhone 4S? Hell no. I'm going to get another iPhone 6. So I was like, you know what? I have this phone laying around here. I'm going to go ahead and give you the phone. Well, Mr. Judge Mathis, the guy, you know, who currently found God, just said, oh, you're not getting no money for that. That's not a fair trade. Did I ask you? Did I ask you about, what should I do with my equipment? No, I didn't. I gave the guy his phone. The phone that I was going to give him, and I hope that his niece, daughter, whoever he gave it to, is enjoying it, because that's what I wanted to do. I do what I want to do. I try to do good things, and not because, oh, that's going to bless me, but because, you know, it feels good to just do good things. Like, it feels good to know that the phone is being put to good use, and it's not just sitting somewhere rusted. Where else in a couple of more years is it going to be good to nobody? So I felt, as a person, why not help out the next? I'm not losing no money. I'm putting good karma into the world, and old girl got her a new phone that she could play with and possibly break, but that's not a problem. Yeah. So, I mean, you just got to realize, man. Another thing, actually, that was 4. The last thing I'm going to talk about before I go to a small break is, man, you know, when you start judging other people, then, you know, you're going to probably start judging yourself really bad. You know, you're going to start feeling bad, because when you judge other people, you're comparing. So you're doing comparisons. Oh, she's ugly. She's this. How she get a man? She fat as hell. And then you think, well, damn, I ain't got no man. Why? You know, I'm not even that big. Girl, I'm telling you, it's bad, man. And we do it online so freaking easily, man. We need to stop sharing that shit that's going all around online. If it's funny, that's one thing. But if it's like bashing a person, you just bash this person. You don't know why that person did what they did. It could be something. Maybe the house burned down and that's all they could throw on. You don't know, man. You don't know the story. Like, people be judging super harsh and not knowing a damn thing about it. And just imagine how that person felt. Just imagine if you was that person. Let's say your hair weave fell off or something. I don't know. And someone took a picture. Boom, you're online. And just all kind of comments. Just imagine how you would feel. I'd feel fucked up. I would. But at the same time, I'm one of them people, I'll be like, shit, ain't nothing I can do to change their opinion, so well, I'm gonna move on. Ain't nothing you can do to change a person's opinion or judgment of you, except keep doing you. So, and that's hard to do when you got all these, you know, things telling you that you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But keep doing you, and just like I'll be saying, invest time in yourself, invest, you know, pleasure into yourself. Once you stop doing all of that stupid crap, you will start to realize, like, damn, man, I'm really enjoying myself. I'm telling you, I'm still learning, but I can tell you from the last week that I've been doing this, it's been like nothing but good things happening to me. I put away my anger for a moment. I put away my little basic ass opinions for a moment. And I just started just saying what I wanted to say, doing what I wanted to do. If I liked somebody or if I wanted to say something to somebody, I did it. You know, they're going to judge me anyway. So I might as well do what I want to do. And I mean, I've already felt good about it. Well, look, I am going to take a small break. So when we come back, I will tell you 6 ways to stop judging people. Can you do it? Can you do it for one day? Are you up for the challenge? I know you did that arch that back challenge. Can you do this challenge too? Song or download it. I actually am doing a complete album, and if you want to see more, all you got to do is follow me on Twitter, man, MSLE Radio, or you can even follow my personal page, which I kind of don't want you to. So MSLE Radio. Now let's go back because I only got a limited of time, 5 minutes left. So how do we stop judging people? Well, I'm going to be honest. You got to start knowing what you're thinking about. If you already going into it and, you know, we're so quick to judge people. She said that she start judging people without even thinking. We all do. It's automatic. So if you kind of pay attention to what you're thinking about a person and why you're thinking it, then you can kind of figure out how to stop it. Another way is to, man, try to look for the positive in a person. Like, it's a lot of negative stuff that we can look at for in a person. But even if Joe stinks and Ricky, you know, has a big ass head, you know, he got a nice voice, you know? And Joe wears the coolest rubber band bracelets, you know? I'm just saying. It's always something positive you can find in a person to keep you from focusing on that negative. Another way is stop stereotyping, man. Stop saying that every white person is this, every Asian person is that, every black person is this, every Mexican, Indian, whatever. Just stop. Stop stereotyping people, good or bad. Oh, black people can play music real good. No, black people can dance real good. No, because I have no rhythm. You know what they call a person with no rhythm? And I'm making a judgment. Contemporary dancers. I'm lying. No. Contemporary dancers can dance their ass off. I'm just saying, I call my non-rhythm ass a contemporary dancer because that way I can pretend like it was an abstract dance when really it's just I can't dance. I can dance, but I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I can't dance that good, you know, whatever. I got rhythm. I just can't apply it to nothing. Stop stereotyping people, man. Just go out there, meet people, and have fun. If it's a person you don't like, just don't like their ass. Stop judging yourself, man. Stop talking bad about yourself. If you feel fat one day, just feel fat. Be the fattest, happiest fucking person in the world. I know I am. Ate me a minimalist salad today. And I put meat in it. I sure did. And focus on your own life. Oh my God. I'm telling you, when you start to pay attention to your likes, your needs, your wants, and not saying that you can't help other people, but take care of you first. Take care of you first, because you cannot take care of a person when you all fucked up. And then you're going to end up putting your negativity onto the next person. And it's just it's a butterfly effect, man. If you know you're not happy with something, find out how you can change it. And sometimes in order to make that change, you have to communicate with other people, because you never know what people know. You never know what people do in their spare time. You don't know anything. You're coming into this world every day, every time you wake up, like a blank canvas. End of the day, everything you've done, did, or whatever will be written on your mind and on your face, will be imprinted into your being. So, wow, make it worthwhile. Hey, this little stupid thing. So yeah, you know, make it worthwhile. Focus on yourself. Be a beautiful work of art. Be a moving, reacting, gorgeous work of art. Always think of yourself as a work of art, because you really are. And then also the last thing, man, remember when Uncle Sue said you had slew foot? You know, remember when JoJo said you was fat? You better start remembering how it feels to be judged. And we all been judging. We all remember how it felt to find out that our crush talked hella bad about our shoes. Or, you know, how Rebecca, you know, was talking about how we couldn't run fast because we had, you know, extra weight on our neck. I mean, you know how it feels. So since you know how it feels, maybe you can think about that before you just start stereotyping someone you really don't know. I want to thank everyone that is listening to this radio station. I've been going at this for a while now. I don't know how many people I got, but I'm so thankful for everyone. And thank you so, I really appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in to MSLE.